Tell you what, though, I think this man would have left Ramwick yesterday feeling pretty happy with himself, because this mare just goes from strength to strength. And Ben Smith, the trainer of In Her Time, has been good enough to join us. Ben, good morning. Congratulations on yesterday. And I know I asked you yesterday in the hurly-burly of the aftermath of that great win. It's probably an unfair question, but this morning, Ben, do you have a feeling of what might have been if she could have been in the Everest?
Morning, guys. No, not at all. It is what it is, and we've just got to keep moving forward. And yeah, look, no doubt it would have been nice to be in the big race, but it wasn't to be. And you know, it's just good to see the horse come out and do it again. You know, two from two this prep, and it looks like she's gone to another level again from the Brisbane winner. So that's the pleasing thing for us.
Ben, were there approaches by the slot holders and something couldn't be negotiated, or was there no interest?
Look, there was interest. I tried to stay out of it as much as I could.
Right.
But yeah, look, there was a bit of interest after she won first up. But again, you know, I think it just comes down to business deals and what's right for a slot holder. And you know, I'd say you know, better deals were put in place by the other owners of other horses, but you know, it happens, and that's racing.
Yeah, that's the key, Jimmy. There was definitely slot holders interested, but it's all about that negotiating process, isn't it, Ben? And it's just unfortunate for Inner Smith In Her Time and her connection. But Ben, this mare was great yesterday. She ran time again. She's very brave. She gets up close on speed, makes her own luck, fights hard. How has she pulled up? And is the Manicato Stakes in less than 2 weeks, is that now her next goal?
Yeah, she's pulled up quite well. Just here with her, got her ice on her up at the moment. She's pretty happy with herself, and she just had an easy morning this morning, went for a walk and a lap of the pool and had a bit of a pick. So she's ate up well. We'll just keep her at home here for the next week, and yes, we will head to the Manicato. We'll look at travelling down to Melbourne, more than likely on Saturday night.
Is she at her best, Ben? There was a comment from you that in the yard she looked a bit gross, and you know, maybe that the best is ahead of her.
Yeah, I just thought she was heavier yesterday than what she was in the Premier. So
okay.
I was probably a little bit mindful, you know, like it's not often that I've sort of gone 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, like three runs in 6 weeks with her. So being a bit mindful of that, I probably just left her a little bit big, just to leave a little bit there. But, you know, like I think it'll put her in good shape. And, yeah, look, maybe she might improve off that. But she did have a good blow. So, you know, that's a good sign that there's still a little bit of improvement there as well.
And the Melbourne way of going, Ben, any fears there at all for In Her Time?
Yeah, look, I guess the fears are there until you actually see them do it. We'll just work the reverse way here at Newcastle. They're kind enough to let us just poke around on the grass tracks here and just get her used to it. But she won't do much this week. She'll just go nice and easy and just get used to it, and she'll just breeze a little bit before we head down to Melbourne on a Saturday morning.
Just a quick one, Ben. I haven't had a chance to catch up with Corey Brown yet, so I'm not sure what his intentions are. He was suspended for a ride earlier yesterday, and that potentially could keep him out of the Manicato Stakes ride. Have you had a chance to talk to Corey? Is there a plan B in terms of a rider for In Her Time?
Not particularly, not at the moment. But I think I just got a couple of messages with Corey last night, and I just asked him what had happened, and he's got 24 hours, I think, to make a decision what he wants to do, and I'm not, I can't speak for him, but I'm sure he's going to try and do everything he can to make the Manicato meet.
Fantastic. Well, we better let you go, Ben, because there's going to be jockey managers ringing up left, right and centre now. They think they might get a ride there. Congratulations. Fantastic win. And look, there's more to come for In Her Time.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Ben.
Ben Smith there. In Her Time is now a $7 third equal favourite for the Manicato. We mentioned it earlier. Red Zell at $5. Vega Magic at $6. Are they both definites?
Not at all. I don't think Vega Magic will go there. Red Zell, I'm not 100% certain. Even with Chautauqua, I'm not sure he'll back up the Manicato. Yeah. So.